going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Always fired up to talk to my guy, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at N. Greenberg. Joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. What's up, Neil? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing super. How are you?
Good, man. I'm curious. Left hand up. I'm a NFL schedule release dork. Like, I get fired up about it. I'm on ProGrid.org. This ProGrid.org website has kind of eliminated my need to break out the whiteboard anymore. They do a much better job than me with a bunch of markers. You're a math guy. You're a grid guy. Do you care about NFL schedule release?
I do a little bit. I mean, we already know who they're who the teams are playing and where. So it's really just a matter of where are some of the rest advantages or disadvantages happening. And even those aren't as big as they once were, especially coming off the bye week. So I would say its importance to me has dwindled quite a bit. I already have my power rankings. I already have what I think I need. I don't think the schedule is going to change it all that much.
I tend to agree with you. For me, maybe part of it is just it's also like dictates my fall travel schedule.
Yeah, but you got some big international trips.
Yeah, man. What do you think of that? What do you think just of the obvious of the games that have been. The two official games are national TV audiences for the Commanders. And then the unofficial, the reports we're starting to get, they're playing Christmas. That's a national audience. Thursday night against the Packers, national audience. Like, clearly there's a massive appetite to watch the Burgundy and Gold.
Yeah, I mean, they're the team du jour, I would have to think, right? If you're looking at, just all the other NFL franchises, I mean, you know what you get with them, right? Super Bowl champions, you get the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously big names. But the Commanders now are the team that has a lot of buzz. And it's nice to see that they're getting validated of sorts to be included in big games on a national scale. So, yeah, I think it's great for the organization. I mean, this organization's on a heater, right? Like, going back to the ownership change, just, getting Jaden Daniels, having that workout, the stadium, the draft, and now these international games. I mean, this is all just a lot of good fortune coming Washington's way.
How do you think with the strength of schedule for the team this year, maybe it's not as big as we once thought, looking at some of the strength of schedule for the team, it's not like it's a top 10 strength of schedule, but how do you think that affects them this year?
Well, I do think they have a relatively difficult schedule, and I think if they were to win 10 games, a lot of people would look at it as a disappointment. But I think looking at the strength of schedule and how much more difficult it is, I think a 10-win season for this organization would be a step forward. They're not playing Carolina. They're playing Kansas City. So that's a big difference. That's a big upgrade. So I think when you look at it that way, putting it in context, I think a 10-win season for this organization would be very strong. I know a lot of people won't see it that way, but I do think that this team is taking a step up in competition, and they're going to need to, you know, really focus and win some games that are going to look a lot more difficult than they have in the past.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Can you run a model? I don't know if you're able to do this on the fly, Greenberg, but I understand in the analytics community that you guys run models, right? Can you run a model on the odds that Chris Russell is mad about something to do with the NFL schedule?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me see. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep, beep. Oh, yep, 99% chance.
Now, the opposite of that model, unfortunately, is what happened to the Wizards. What the hell do we do, dude?
Well, the NBA has an optics problem, right? Because it seems that every time there's a significant storyline during the off season, it is offset by a draft surprise for that team, right? We saw it with Chicago and Derrick Rose. You know, you can go back to Patrick Ewing. There was some rumblings. You know, obviously when LeBron left Cleveland, they got the number one pick, and now you have this thing with the Mavs. I mean, it's optically, it's not great. And, you know, you can point to and say, well, it's a 2% chance. It's not zero, and that's true. But when these 2% chances are happening at times where you have these narrative data points, that throws into question the integrity of the draft lottery. You know, as far as Washington, I find it very ironic that they finally embrace the rebuild and the tanking and the non-winning of games, and they get the worst possible result. You know, that's a dagger. I mean, the analytics on the NBA draft is the difference between the number one pick and the number six pick is like a five-fold difference. Like, the number one pick is worth five times as much as the number six pick. And that's huge for a team that's, I do believe, would rebuild and try to become competitive, and probably has, you know, the ownership and the front office in place to do that. But, you know, getting the sixth pick when you've won only a handful of games, that's going to set you back quite a bit.
How do you rework the odds? Is it something that it's an issue with the top, where I know they readjusted it, so now the bottom three records all get the same percentage, it's 14%. But I think my bigger issue with it, Neil, is that there was a 50-plus percent chance that they weren't even going to pick in the top four, which just seems ludicrous to me that there's a, you know, 1 in 2 chance that they're not even going to be in the top four picks, and obviously they end up picking sixth. It just, how do you rework those odds?
You have to incentivize winning, and right now it's incentivizing losing. So my tweak would be, the third worst team gets either the number one pick outright or the best possible chances for the number one pick, because then at least the team has motivation to put a serviceable product on the field, right? You can't just go out there and just let things happen. Like, you have to work on improving your club so they're not the worst and they're not the second worst team. So I would have the third worst team get the number one pick or the best chance. Number two, the second worst team gets the second, and then the worst team has the third worst. So then you're not incentivizing a team to just go out there and lose. You need to do something to help these teams at the bottom, because if they're not going to get a number one pick to build around, then they're just going to keep – there's like two really bad spots to be in the NBA, right? Like, there's that messy middle of the low lottery, non-playoff team, and then there's a terrible team that doesn't get one of the top three picks. And the Wizards are just finding themselves in both those spots quite too often over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So that would be my fix. The third worst team gets the best chance at the number one pick. At least you're incentivizing winning.
I got a wacky idea. I thought of this last night watching Pacers-Cavs. All right. The four worst teams, are the only ones involved in the lottery. And the lottery is not 1,000 ping pong balls or whatever they do. There are four outcomes, and you draw it out of a hat. This would be electric live. All right? I'm serious. I swear to God, this would work. The four.
Yeah,
outcomes.
I've had someone else mention to me, like, you take the four worst teams or the.
Hold on, let me tell you my idea before this guy steals.
They have a tournament for the top pick.
There's four worst teams. There are four outcomes. The number one pick, the number two pick, the number 10 pick, and no pick.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Dude,
that would incentivize,
like, that changes all of this stuff. If getting no pick
is
an option.
Right. That incentivizes winning. You're absolutely right.
And maybe that's too extreme and would mess up the order, but fine. 32nd pick. You want to make teams play hard in this stupid league where nobody plays hard? Change it.
It's just so difficult, though, because you need a superstar in the NBA. People can say you don't, but frankly, those people. Yeah, you need a superstar. And, you know, for teams like Utah, the Wizards have found themselves there now. Like, you either have to trade
Wizards
for one.
Wizards found themselves there for a while.
Well, you either have to trade for one, and generally if you're going to trade for one, they come with some sort of baggage, whether it's health, whether it's age, whether it's they're disgruntled, or you have to sign someone in free agency if you're not going to go do it through the draft. And we already saw a prime candidate for free agency just skip over coming here in Kevin Durant. So they need to draft one more than likely, and they put themselves in the right spot, and then they pick sixth.
Yeah, I mean, the Durant thing had some other baggage. Like, he just didn't want, like, people always asking him stuff and coming home and everything. But, yeah, the NBA, what the formula to win is you get a really good player that other players want to play with so that they come here and they'll play on exceptions, they'll play for less money, they'll ask to be traded. Like that's the path to winning. But if you – not to say that Cooper Flagg was going to be that guy, but – like, no one's coming to win less than 20 games, right? Like, no one's coming to be the 9 or 10 seed. You really need to get an impact player and show people that you're serious about chasing a ring. And with the NBA the way it is, you know, there's only like you said, there's two ways to do that. One, you have to pay or trade for someone and hope it works out. We saw, like, Russell Westbrook was kind of like that. Or you have to get lucky with the number one pick, and he's got to become a franchise cornerstone. And, you know, you have to convince other people that, you know, you're on a short-term plan to contend for a title. Very difficult to do in the NBA right now.
Yeah. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here, Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Neil a follow at N Greenberg. Check out all his work in the Washington Post. I know you're on Preakness duty, but the Caps have a game before the horses start running. Caps play tomorrow night. I was in Raleigh. I would legitimately say the 4-minute power play was one of the low moments of my hockey watching life. It was just so ineffective and poor.
Demoralizing.
Demoralizing is a good word. Now they played flashes of good hockey as that game progressed, but damn, that was awful. I know what the Vegas numbers say, and the Caps are obviously pretty heavy underdogs at this point. I'm not going to ask you to explain that. It's easy to see. How can they get back on track?
Well, Carolina's tough, right? I mean, Carolina's really good at getting to the the high danger areas of the ice. They play a very north and south type of game. So once they get the puck, like, you blink and it's already in the offensive zone, and they're able to keep it there. I think Washington. I don't think Washington has been massively outplayed in this series. I know they're up against it, and things are not good for them, but I don't think that necessarily they've been outplayed. Their bad stretches are just bad, and they're letting Carolina kind of do what it is that they want to do, and it just makes it very difficult. You can't win games that way. But Washington certainly has the coaching, the goaltending, the defense, and the offense to make stuff happen. Alex Ovechkin obviously needs to play better than he has been. And, they're only going to go as so far as Ovechkin takes them, because he's their best player. And I'm not diminishing what other players on the ice do, but you need your, generational talent, goal scoring, record holding forward to be a much bigger presence in this game than he has been.
Was it just a case running into Carolina that this is just the wrong matchup? And, this, it seemed like all the models had them as someone that was a real cup contender going into this series. They were favored heavily in this series. Was this just a wrong opponent, the wrong time?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people talked about, like, how disrespectful it was that Washington was an underdog, but I've been talking about Carolina for a while. I mean, they're a well-run organization from top to bottom, and they have a lot of that good young talent that can score, a lot of depth. And like I said, that north-south game, I mean, they led the league in offensive zone time. Once they get the puck past the blue line, it's very difficult to get them out of there. And it was a tough matchup, I think, for Washington, being, Carolina's younger, faster. But we've seen Washington, win games in all sorts of ways. And, they're going to have to figure out, now it's one game at a time, the cliche must-win game, the most must-win game of must-win games. And, they just have to focus on this game and, try to do their best to keep Carolina neutralized once they get in the offensive zone.
Oh, man, how do you feel about that actually happening?
Not good. I mean, they haven't been able to do it so far. But again, I mean, you have to have faith in the coaching staff to look at what's happening and know how to fix it, right? But knowing how to fix it and then the players execute are two different things. And then again, I mean, a lot of people don't like to hear this, but there's a huge luck factor in hockey. I mean, goals totally. are greasy and dirty, and they bounce off of weird spots. And, I heard Alan May on this radio station talking about how they just have to, get pucks to the net and, hope that physics takes its course in their favor. And, that's certainly true. I mean, you get a whole bunch of goals in a whole bunch of different ways. But I do think that the ingredients are here. I'm not ready to write them off. It's obviously bleak, et cetera, et cetera. But this Washington team is good. And I don't think they've been massively outplayed. And, it wouldn't surprise me if they were able to take a game or two and extend the series a little longer.
It's funny. All the, real hockey people I've talked to, even going into this series, are like, yeah, tough matchup, but you never know in this sport. You never know in the playoffs. You've got guys going as fast as they can on knives, on skates. Like, anything can happen. And I think you're right. I think they could come back and win. I'm not sure I expect it, but there's no rule that won't let them, Greenberg.
Yeah, I mean, we just saw a 2% chance happen with the Wizards lottery. Why can't Washington win a game?
Yeah, why can't one go in Washington's favor this time?
right. Neil, thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time.
All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Speaking of the Washington Capitals, Jeff, press the button. We're giving away Caps tickets right now for Game 5. Caller number 9-800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to Game 5 for the 2025 playoffs. Caps versus Canes Thursday, May 15th at Cap 1 Arena. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. That's right. Caller number 9 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets. We're giving away two more pairs of tickets at 12:20 and 1:20, and then Grant and Danny will be giving away all afternoon. You want Caps tickets for Game 5? Call, baby.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.